Sia Leontina told me this story in Valvoli. A man came to live in the village. He was a teacher. He was the first teacher in the village, proper teacher. Always before that, it was the priest who taught, who knew nothing. The priest was always a son of the village who could sing. He could always sing the boys who became the priests. Anyway, this man came, and he was very quiet. And he took a room in Carolina's house, whose husband was a shepherd, Antonio. Antonio could sing, too. Priests and shepherds. He sang to his sheep. You could hear his voice, Sia told me. You could hear his voice in the next valley. He never sang to Carolina, though. He was a paisan. He ate, he worked, he slept. When Sia told me about this marriage, I thought, this is terrible. This is a terrible way to live. And I was ashamed. Ashamed of the way we were in those days. But now, I don't know. He would go off with his sheep and be gone for weeks and weeks. And they took in this teacher. Two men in her house, Carolina would say to Sia. One reads and says nothing. The other sits and says nothing. And they'd have a laugh about men. But you see, Carolina, she would go to bed and lie there, not asleep, because she could feel the teacher. She could feel him sleeping in the next room. And it made her, and she could feel him, and she didn't know what to do. Then her husband would go away, and it was worse. Listen, the children were in the room with her, in the bed with her half the time. I'm not talking about anything other than the sense of him. The sense of him sleeping in the next room. She started to go mad. I never spoke beyond hello and thank you and the rest of it, but I don't know the details. Antonio was away singing in the valley with his sheep. It was the night, and she'd been up with one of the children, and then she was in the cantina. And because the nights there are not like here, particularly then, the day was full of light and the nights were so dark. The next morning, the teacher went away. It was understood, of course, that he couldn't stay. He went back to Sicily. She didn't tell anybody what had happened. Antonio came back from the hills. Things went on as before. The teacher wrote to her, and she tried, in her way, to write back. And the teacher told her how he went down to the shore every morning and swam, and that if she did the same, if she went to the water, went in, then they would be in the same sea. And so she did. She would walk all those miles to the water and wade in, knowing he was there somewhere. It wasn't much, really, when you think about it. In the end, Antonio stayed longer and longer in the hills with his sheep. And then, one day, the teacher drowned. It's not hard to imagine, not for me. Carolina told Zia Leontina, and Zia Leontina told me. I haven't got any stockings on this morning. I haven't got any drawers on. I'll give them all a good look at my tummy. Is the tide coming in or what?
A Little Like Drowning by Anthony Minghella, with Peggy Ashcroft as Leonora, Alan Rickman as Alfredo, Juliet Stevenson as Julia, and Jane Gannett as the young Leonora. A Little Like Drowning.
Eyes down, looking for a line in any direction. That's a line across, a line down, or you're a diagonal. We're not passing. Then, shout out to me, ladies. Give me a good shout. Eyes down, looking, and we're up.
Your grandfather loved this music. Don't you love it?
It's all right. Well, not really. I don't understand it.
It's a crime. None of you speak Italian. Pour it on them.
I don't know how you can stand this water. Oh, it's boiling.
I love it. Anyway, my poor old feet. They need a little soak. Look. And my legs, hands, everything. Look at my hands and look at yours. What's that? What's that noise? Is that your sister? What are they doing?
Don't know. Is there in the other room, I expect?
Is that boy still here?
I expect so.
Come on, licking each other's backsides. Tell her to come in here. Wouldn't be any of this if your parents were in. Can't even get them to make me a cup of tea.
Okay.
That's it. Go and tell her.
I love you. Listen.
Ma per fortuna è una notte di luna e qui la luna
the boys are the boys. Well, it's our wedding night. Fantastic music. Everything's fantastic. I'm a little bit drunk. Not yet. Just fantastic.
I'm just getting ready to come to bed, Alfredo.
Signora Mari.
Signora Mari.
Come here.
What?
With this ring, I be wed. With my body, I be worshipped.
With this ring, I be wed. With my body, I be worshipped.
Is that what we actually said?
Yes, of course.
I didn't understand it properly. I still don't see why we couldn't have been married in England.
This is our village.
Our village. I never lived here.
Your family's village.
Half the time, I don't know what anybody's saying. It took so bloody quickly. Too much time in England, I suppose. My Italian's rotten.
You should let me translate.
No, I can't understand it. It just takes me time to speak it, that's all. It's not good Italian to speak here. You're Italian. Terrible dialect.
Paisan, that's what you married. You know that.
I wasn't criticizing you. You're not real Paisan. You're brighter than anyone in this place.
I don't think so.
You want some wine?
No, thank you. Yes. From your glass.
I love it when you talk like that. You're like a little girl.
I am a girl. I'm sorry. I'm a bit nervous.
Have some more wine?
No. It makes me queasy.
Don't worry. It's stuffy in here, isn't it? Terrible.
I don't mind.
I hate this country. If you close the windows, you can't breathe. And if you open them, you get bitten to death.
It's your cologne. The mosquitoes like it.
It's got nothing to do with my cologne.
I remember when you came here for a holiday. I was 12, and I saw you walking up past the olives to this house. Your brother was with you, and you were wearing a sailor's outfit, white with stripes. I wanted you to notice me, but you didn't. Not that that was anything to see. I went home, and I said a whole rosary that one day you would marry me.
It's true.
Yes, of course it's true.
So you had God organizing this, did you? Or was it the Madonna?
Fredo!
I remember that, Stuart. You thought about me all that time ago, and I didn't even know you existed. You were growing up in Valvoris, sleeping and waking and growing up to become my wife. I'm glad you said your prayer.
Are you really?
Yes. And you see, Leonora, God gave you those eyes and that hair so that I'd notice you. And those breasts. Shall we go to bed now?
Yes. Ram, don't just leave it doing that. You ruin the needle.
What are you doing? Where have you been?
Nothing much, talking, having coffee.
Oh, you make yourselves coffee. What about my tea?
Can't Martino make it?
Why?
Because Graham's got to go soon.
Graham, I want you to come in here, please. Tell him to do up his trousers and come in here.
Oh, Graham, really, why do you talk like that? It's horrible.
Is it? So are abortions.
Oh, Christ.
That's right.
Honestly, Gran, I don't know what you think we're doing when the door's open and Martina's barging in every 5 minutes.
No, I'm not.
If you're not doing anything wrong, it won't hurt you to sit here, will it?
Oh, come on, we're not children. It's so embarrassing to have to sit here with you and Martino.
Thanks.
Well, you know what I mean. Well, you don't like it. Well, I don't know. Chris comes round to you and you have to play in here.
Don't mind.
Oh, of course not.
I don't.
Well, can we at least put on some decent music? These records are out of the ark. And please don't start taking your corsets off in front of everyone.
Oh, goodness. Don't think you're so high and mighty, madam. I've seen you do a pee-pee on this carpet.
Well, how nice for you. I suppose I must have been nearly 3 or something. Sorry to be so weak-bladdered.
Well, I'm over 73. Sorry to be so old.
It's much better, Gran, when you have your room and we have ours. Then we can all do and say what we want without rubbing each other up the wrong way all the time.
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing, rubbing each other up the wrong way.
You've got such a dirty mind.
When you've had your mind, as long as I've had mine, yours will be dirty too. And I'll tell you something else for nothing. Experience. You can't take that to the laundrette. It doesn't wash out. It's like always drinking from the same cup. Coffee, tea, soup. Wine. In the end, everything tastes the same. And bitter.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Now what? Look, Leonora, I hope you're not going to judge me on last night. I was drunk. It's no use crying. Besides, you seem... Well, oddly shaped. I don't know. We just have to get used to each other, that's all. Now stop crying and come here and kiss your husband good morning. Look, it's beautiful. Come out and look at this light. What are those people doing? Leonora, why are all those people down there? Your mother, your family, what's going on?
Oh, I'm sure they're in the sheet.
What?
Hang out the sheet from our bed with blood.
Farfunkel!
No! They want to see that I was pure. It was the same for my mother and her mother.
Well, how can we?
Give me your eggs.
No, Madonna. I'll do it. Get the sheet. Now what are you doing?
It's just water to make it damp.
This is... Ow! Ah! Look, it's pouring!
Little bloody. You won't die. No, press, that's it.
Oh.
That's it, good. That's enough. Now, come on. We just walk out and hold up the sheet.
Leonora.
country.
Grazie. Grazie. Grazie.
Oh, Martino, walk out there to the water, will you? I want to see how far it is.
Okay.
No, don't run. I want to see how long it takes to walk there. Martino! Martino, that's enough! It's too far for me. Oh, I couldn't walk all that way. Not on these old legs, much too far. In a few days' time, the tide will be nearer and then I'll get in properly. But not today. Thank you, darling.
It's okay.
You're just like your grandfather, Alfredo. Just like him. That expression. Soft. Both of you, gullible. Much too gullible. Shall I tell you something? You mustn't trust everybody. That's what he did. That's what I've done. Gullible. Hey, don't you forget these things your old nonna tells you.
I don't.
What are you fiddling with? That's my scarf. That's my scarf. What have you done that for? Look at it. Come back. Martino, come back here. Look at that scarf now. It's all twisted. It's all wet. Why did he do that?
Hey, careful. That scarf is... You gave me that scarf. Use one of your own scarves if you're going to twist it all up.
Stand still. Now, keep still while I do this. Now, can you see? Can you see anything?
No.
Promise?
Promise. Where are we going? Oh! Oh, can I look?
Nothing hurt.
Where have you put me outside?
Don't be so impatient.
The baby, Alfredo.
Don't worry, I got you. I won't let you fall.
Not this baby, stupid. Teresa, what if she wakes up and we're both outside?
I mean, it should be all right. Anyway, shut up, we're here. Now, I'm going to take off your blindfold, but don't open your eyes until I say. Right. Now. Ready?
Yes. Can I open my eyes?
Yes.
It's dark. It's a night. What am I supposed to be looking at?
This.
What's this?
The car, Mama. The car.
What car? This car?
Ay, which car? Which car? Questa macchina. Qui questa macchina. Bella questa. Alfa Romeo. Which car?
Oh, that car. The one you drove home in. And?
How did you know?
I told you. I saw you drive home in it.
How did you not look?
Because you were late. Because I stood in the window waiting for you to come. Because I miss you.
Okay.
Because you're always late home these days.
Okay, okay. You can smell the leather. Leonora's so soft.
It's a beautiful car.
I knew you would be like this.
Like what?
Criticizing me. You never can let me enjoy anything. I work and I struggle. And I mean, why do you think I'm late home?
I don't know. Remind me.
And what does that mean? I'd like to know.
It means good you've got a new car.
We've.
Yes, we've got a new car. And I'm pleased we can afford it because I'm sure I don't know where the money comes from to pay for it. Anyway. Yes, good. Fine. I have to go in now. Your daughter's crying.
I can't hear anything.
No, you never can.
Ay, Leonora. Leonora.
What?
Mama. Let's go for a ride, huh? Scusi, eh? Come on. We can put Teresa in the carry cradle.
It's too late. No, it's too dark.
Come on.
It's too cold.
The car has heating. It's an oven with a heater on.
Then it'll be too cold.
Mi pazienza.
Okay. Your face.
What's wrong with my face?
I'll sit the baby on your lip.
It's important for me to have a good car. Who's impressed in this country? L'Inglese. Who is impressed when a man comes to do business with you driving a jalopy? Now, I'm a serious proposition.
Okay, Mr. Serious Proposition. Take us for a ride and don't spare the horses.
Okay, what?
Okay, husband.
I'll take you up on the hill and show you the city at night. Eleonora, che meraviglia. Hundreds of tiny lights. Each one a house.
Oh, no. We want to go to the seaside. And don't say it's too dark.
But that's miles.
And this car can go for miles or what? I want to walk on the beach with you. Like when we were courting.
Right. We go to the beach. What the hell?
I'll get Teresa.
And get a coat. For me, too. We'll freeze to death.
Get my dress wet again.
Do you remember? I remember, lunatic.
I remember standing. This is afterwards. Standing in your bedroom, in your dressing gown, pinned up to this rope. With you pressing my dress, trying to get the creases out. With that terrible old iron. And you telling me to stop howling.
Which you didn't.
Imagine you ironing now.
It had flowers along the bottom. Tiny embroidered flowers, lovely.
How do you remember that?
Kissing the hem of your dress. I remember that vividly.
Getting home late, thinking my mother would notice.
Why, nothing had happened. Come here. Let me kiss your dress again. Oh, Leon.
I want to come here every night. The air is beautiful. The sea. I feel alive, as if someone slapped my face. Suddenly awake. Hey, Alfredo. Alfredo?
Sì. Sì, vengo. My ears are cold.
I'll kiss them.
That's nice, but they're still cold.
I'll rub them.
Listen, what about Teresa?
Oh, she's fast asleep. She'll be fine in your new car. It's so warm. Anyway, come on. I want to play.
Now what? Play what?
Opera scotch.
Madonna, it's dark. Leonora, how can we play hopscotch?
Easy. Anyway, you can cheat and I won't know. That's wonderful. Here's a stone. That's yours.
I don't want to.
Because you don't know the rules.
Because I don't know the rules.
I'll teach you.
You're crazy.
Yes.
And your stomach.
My stomach's fine. We'll have a gymnast.
I want him to be a singer or a footballer.
Him.
Okay, or her.
I'll start. Watch me. Call me first.
No, long square.
Okay, now you.
I used to be terrific at this.
Go on.
Oh, no. I pulled my foot down.
Have another go.
I can't. Hopeless. No matter. I'll watch. Where did you get to?
Here.
You know something. It makes me laugh. The nicer the day, the more you want to go in the water. And the farther you have to walk to get to it. And when the weather's bad, it's just the opposite. Makes me laugh. I can't swim anyway. I just like the water. The feel of it, up around my legs. I think I must have been a fish in another life. There are people who believe you have Lots of lives to get better in. Lots of chances. I don't think that's against God. What do you think?
What? Oh, hang on. Oh, yes, I did it. Did you see? I did it.
Yes, darling. Well done. The water in these little pools is so warm. Look. You can see your face in it. Sometimes. And you? Look. Sometimes I think I can see other people's faces. Sometimes I stare and stare until they come.
Christ, Alfredo, it's 25 minutes too. You're impossible.
Julia, don't act encouragement, please. Just keep as if whoever it is has another idea. Please, just keep it. Let's just walk up and I thank you. I think I just saw someone and I... Sorry. Hello. I love you. Oh, yes, it is. Don't acknowledge me, please.
Christ. Can we go in, please?
Right.
I mean, the overture will have started.
Right.
Alfredo, I really can't manage this, you know.
No, of course, it's just that I'm convinced I knew him, friend of my father.
It's a big hall. There's bound to be someone you know. Shall we go in separately?
Yes, perhaps as best.
I was joking. No. Okay, right, I'm going in. Enjoy the opera, you know, in case we don't get to talk.
Right, I see you in there. Thanks. I love you.
You could always wear glasses and a false nose.
Sorry?
You could always wear glasses and a false nose.
No, my friend, Giro.
We can just lock the door. Come on.
Can't we just talk?
But we can't talk here. It's so difficult. Like we are single guests.
Okay, let's go in there and talk.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I know your talk.
Well, Anzo, I want you. Is that bad? That I want you the whole time?
It's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Come on, then. You're completely mad.
I know.
I've never done this before.
What?
This. I've never gone into a cloakroom with a man. Done this. What do you mean, what?
Is that true? If you have, Julia, I couldn't. Not if you've done it before.
You great baby. Come on. Very odd.
Ah. I'm a doctor. Excuse me. There's a woman in here in the... had an asthma attack. It's an emergency, and I'm going to take her to my surgery.
I see. Well, yes, but I was wondering. And we were wondering, actually, weren't we? What was going on here, because we've been... you do realise, of course, this is the ladies' club.
It's quite all right. Thank you. My husband... My husband is going to take me to the hospital. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yes.
Do you know what I was thinking this morning? I don't like the Holy Mass anymore. Not in English, anyway. In the old days, with the Latin. You used to get the gist, just the gist. And then you could fill in the rest with what you wanted. So, if you've been telling lies or something, then the epistle or the gospel would be about not telling lies, because God knows when you're telling lies. That way, it meant something to everybody. You see, because one person would be feeling sorry for swearing, and then perhaps another for stealing something. All the time, I would be feeling sorry because God had heard me telling lies. I didn't tell very many. But you get my drift. I mean, today, if the priest starts talking about coveting thy neighbor's wife, what does that mean to me? The English spoils it. That's why I fall asleep, if you want to know. No magic. What are you doing, Martino? Show me. Oh, cockles.
A few.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'll have them for breakfast with my dandelion and garlic. Tide's coming in, I think. Is it? Here's a story about a man, a king, who tried to stop it, the tide. He tried to stop the tide coming in. He couldn't, though. We can't now. It's all to do with the moon, nature. Nature is a woman, you see, Martino. She makes everything happen, and men use her. A woman with no memory and no morals. It's not true that women are weak. It's just that they make the same mistakes again and again. No, men are weak. Is it getting colder, you think? The sun's gone in. I'm tired. We better go soon. You have school. This is my life now, this beach, these walks. What will I do when you don't want to come anymore? Don't say it won't happen. One day, you won't come anymore, that's all. I think about that time, when you're too big to want to spend time with me. That's the way of things.
No.
I thought you were hungry.
Delicious.
Oh, you mustn't do that.
I know.
I can't concentrate on two things at once. Do you want me to cook or not?
I lay awake last night, the whole night, trying to remember the feel of your breasts in my hands.
Well, you could have lain awake the whole night feeling them. It's your choice. So you move away from me. Do you still love her?
She's my wife.
Oh, what does that mean?
She had the girls. She got old having my children. Her stomach, you know, hundreds of tiny lines, little white fish. I did that.
I'm not talking about guilt. I'm talking about love. Because if you do, Alfredo, I don't want you to stay here. I want you to go.
I love you, Julia. I look at you, and then I look at her.
And?
She needs me. I need you. Italiano, mi capire.
Don't do that. Please don't do that. Look. I have to know if there's a marriage. If there's something that works, that's alive, then I don't want you to come here.
How do you tell? In the bed, you know, there's nothing. For her, for me, nothing. With you, look, my hands, they're trembling. Hey, what are you doing? What's this crying? You want to put more salt in the sauce? Is that it? Your taste. I can taste you for days after we've been together.
This is really hot, you know.
Put it down.
I could smell her off him for days. Perfume. I couldn't afford perfume.
We only have one shadow.
Where? We haven't got a shadow.
I know, but if we did have, we'd have only one.
You're a twist.
Yes.
She was a sly bitch. A bit of glamour painted on. Bait. Like a juicy worm, flesh with a hook through.
You know, before you arrive, I promised myself it's for the last time. How long can this go on? Stolen moments. Furtive. It's awful. But then I see you, and I don't know why. I melt. I don't want to need you, but I do. I long for you.
I know, for me too. I try to stop, but I can't. You're my thrill, Julia.
My lover.
I love it when you talk like that.
I love you. When you leave me, life stops. That's the truth.
When I leave you, my life stops.
Then don't leave me. Leave her.
Why do you punish me like this, Leonora? You know I can't sleep. That I don't. Night after night beside you, nothing. I tremble. Do you know that? I shake. The frustration. Is it so much to ask? Minutes? To give a few minutes of yourself to let me sleep peacefully? It's what tortures me, that for a few minutes of your bed I could sleep the whole night. It's a sin to deny me. I hope you confess it.
I'll confess my sin. You confess yours.
What?
You heard me. And don't shout, you'll wake the children.
I'd like to know what you mean by that.
Oh, please, don't bother.
No, I'd like to know what you meant by that remark.
Please, just leave me alone.
Oh, me. That's all you think about. Io.
Gentle. Right,
don't speak to me like that. I know what you're thinking. Like you're some bloody saint. Well, you're not.
Oh.
You try. Madonna. You try selling amusement machines when there's a war breaking out. And that's another thing. Those bastards, they lock me up, you know. They could intern me. And you're at school, you do this.
I hope you're satisfied.
It's all right, Julia. It's all right. Go back to sleep, darling. You only have to look at me and I get pregnant. My insides are like broken glass from you. And that poor child calling me, born with the rent man at the bottom of the stairs, shouting at Teresa for his money, and where were you? On business. On business. Business that costs us money.
Bastard.
And now I manage to scrape together enough to feed us and to clothe us, and you want me to confess. You talk about minutes. You talk about minutes. Oh,
yes. You don't have to get pregnant. We could
Just cuddle.
Alfredo, there's money in the tin. Why don't you go and buy a cuddle?
Oh. You made me do that.
There's all kinds of whoring. Pay with pound notes, pay in kind. No difference, it's a whore.
You made me do that.
You made me old and ugly with a drop of blood.
Don't blame me. You let yourself go. There's no need.
Oh, you're right. It's easy to be beautiful. Take away the children and the work and the worry and the lies and the humiliations, and it's the simplest thing in the world to be beautiful. Oh, love. Everyone who is loved is beautiful.
I too love you, but you won't let me. How can I love you when you won't let me?
I refuse to cry. I'm not going to cry anymore for you, I promise myself.
Will you like me to go, won't you? Will you like me to leave you?
Do what you like, Alfredo. You will anyway.
Oh.
Now, you're awake, Teresa.
Mama. Don't cry. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere. Sure, but I'm not going anywhere. Don't cry. Huh? Come, look at home. Let's go back to bed. Huh? Let me carry you. Let me carry you back to bed. Come on. Come on. Just let me love you. Just let me show you how I love you.
The hours and hours I have wasted waiting by telephones, waiting for you to call me, not knowing whether you were staying or leaving or what.
I know.
Night after night, not a whisper. Could have been dead, all of us, for all you knew.
Mama!
Fredo, I don't want you to come to me, not dragging your guilt behind you. I don't want that dragging us down.
I know.
Don't stay out of charity, Alfredo. I won't have you pitying me.
I know.
I pitied her. Only a sick man would desert his family for a slut. I pity her. She must be simple.
I will not be your vice. I will not be your sin. I will not be confessed. If you're ashamed of me, give me up. No, if you're ashamed of me, I'll give you up.
I know.
I know. You always say that. As if it explained everything.
As if to say I know was enough.
What am I supposed to say?
Don't say anything. Gran! Do you pity me?
Do you really want to be with me? Well, yes or no?
No, yes. No, look, I do love you. I do love you. Believe me.
And what about her?
Do you tell her you love her?
You tell her you love her?
No.
Because if you do,
believe you, you would say anything to wriggle your way out of trouble. You're a liar. You're a terrible liar. Am I supposed to blast it off with excuses?
Because I will not be treated in my words. I can't
hear myself think. The thing is, I look at her, and then I look at you.
And?
Andre, number 5. Kelly's eye, number 1. Clickety-click, 66. Me and you, number 2.
I lay on the floor. I could hear these sounds. groans, wailing, awful sounds, sobs. And they were me. It was coming from me. He just stood there, saying things. How he would make it all better. Shh, don't wake the children. Italian words. He always used Italian words when in those situations. But you see, the pain filled me up, filled my head up. There wasn't any room for it. So it didn't matter what he was saying. It was like a box which is full up, but you still try and squeeze a little more in, like a suitcase. Like a suitcase already stuffed with clothes, and you're trying to squeeze in a pair of shoes or a... My head felt as if it were bulging. Bulging with the pain. As if my head were as big as the room. I remember that sensation. As if my head were as big as the room. Because he'd broken my heart, you see. He'd broken my heart. But I'll tell you what was funny. When I realized the noise I was making, this wailing noise, it made me want to laugh. I was screaming and howling, and it was such a funny noise coming out of my huge great head. I just wanted to giggle.
Children, did you say goodbye?
Yes, I said goodbye. Of course, I said goodbye. Everyone was crying. I walked down the stairs and out of the door, and the noise was like 1,000 seagulls flying above my head. Worst thing I ever did.
Thanks.
What?
Forget it.
What are you doing?
Packing your clothes. Because I really can't. If it was the worst thing you ever did, then don't do it. Everything with you is so loud, so... Verdi, you know, you've left your wife. You wanted to, that's all.
She said she'd kill herself. That she'd kill them all.
Yes, well, I'm sure she does feel pretty badly about it. What did you expect? Flowers?
No.
I'm just trying to say, it's unlikely she will actually kill anybody. Well, no, I suppose she's capable of killing me.
Oh, yes. She could kill you.
He could have brought the children.
No.
No. Stupid.
Teresa told me... She said I'd ruined their lives and that I was a bad man. My own daughter. 12 years old.
Oh, my darling. Oh. Poor baby. I was thinking... Shirts, where am I going to put them all? Look, Teresa's bound to be upset. All of them. Don't torture yourself. Maybe in time you'll be able to see it.
Look, please, can we not talk about it anymore? I just don't want to think about it anymore. I just want.
Oh. No, don't.
don't.
Oh. I need to remind myself why I left.
It's there, is it? Yes, stories of how Leonora didn't understand you, or excite you, or her stretch marks, or the fat on her thighs. Hmm? What if my legs get fat? Oh, Christ. What if my legs...
When that whore took your grandfather away from me, I took to wearing black. I went to Dublin. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
He said it was because of the war. He didn't want to be locked up. That's what he said. I didn't know what to do. Your Auntie Teresa had to do everything. She was like a father to your mother. I was stupid. I would have given him everything each time he came back. But Teresa made me give her the keys to the cash box. She was 13. Whenever your grandfather came home, she used to leave him an allowance on the mantelpiece, and that was all she would let him have. £2 every week. On the mantelpiece. I couldn't bear to see that. See him humiliated like that. He used to take the money off the mantelpiece and put it in his wallet and put a few shillings into his pocket too. Not for anything, really, but just so he could pretend it was his own money. I was wrong, though. It didn't keep him with me. One day he just stopped coming. I didn't see him again until the girls got married. Walking up the aisle with them. First one, then the other. As if nothing had happened. He was a charming man. I always loved him. Everybody loved him. I do now. I forgave him for everything years ago. Years ago. Let me tell you something. I didn't know anything about anything. Not even after we got married. No one ever told me anything. I didn't know how to please him in that way. So you see, I blame myself for everything, not him. I never saw him naked. In all those years, I never saw him naked.
I got a shout from the lady over there in the blue dress. I got a line. Keep your cards. Keep your cards, ladies and gentlemen. After we check the numbers, we're going to be eyes down, looking for a full house.